I couldn't believe
it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do something here. Call to order the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, September 2nd, 2009. First item on the agenda is the approval of this evening's agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Any discussion? All in favor of accepting the agenda as submitted, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The agenda is accepted. Approval of the minutes. You received those minutes, I think, today. Did you not? Did they, Helen?
Yes.
Okay. Hoping you had time to read through them. I had proofed them earlier. Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Any discussion as far as the minutes go? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Communication from the audience. Anyone dying to jump up and make yourselves known right now? Steve, no? Okay. Unfinished business? We have none. We finish all our business just like that. New business. I think we have something very special here, special recognition. You want to take over?
Sure. Representative Truitt is here, and he had contacted me a while back as a special proclamation to present, and so I'm going to turn it over to Randy Truitt.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. First, Dr. Killian and the board, thank you for allowing this presentation to take place at a proper venue. One of the neat things about being an elected official is having the opportunity to recognize individuals within the community, part of a school family. I always tell the kids when they come to the State House how much I enjoy having little ones get their first glimpse of government in action down in Indianapolis, and what a joy it is to actually spend time and take them through the State House, take them to the Supreme Court of Indiana. We're blessed down there right now to have a justice of the Supreme Court actually being a Lafayette native in Justice Dixon. One of the other great joys, and this is actually my first one that I'm getting to do by myself, and it couldn't be more fitting for the individual that is receiving this award, Coach Dave Wood. So I'd like to have Coach Wood come up at this time as I go through the process. I think all of us know how important basketball is to the state of Indiana, but all of us also know how valuable a good person is to a community, and Coach Wood is exactly that. Right now I have firsthand experience with my son being in Coach Wood's class, so this has nothing to do with anything except honoring you. So I'd like to read a special award. It's a House resolution from the Indiana General Assembly, and if you could just bear with me here as I read this. Adopted by voice vote on June 30th, 2009, during the first special session of the 116th General Assembly. For those that think we didn't do anything in the special session, you stand corrected. A House resolution honoring Dave Wood. Whereas after 45 years of playing and coaching basketball, West Lafayette High School's Dave Wood has been named the head coach of the 2009 Indiana All-Star Basketball Team. Whereas Dave Wood has been the head coach at West Lafayette High School for 15 years. Whereas before coming to West Lafayette, Dave was an assistant coach at Lafayette Jeff, the University of Indianapolis, the University of Toledo, and Purdue University. Whereas Dave Wood graduated from Pike High School and the University of Indianapolis, where he played three sports and was an honorable mention academic All-American in basketball, majoring in business education and physical education. And whereas outstanding accomplishments such as these deserve special recognition. Therefore, be it resolved by the Indiana House of Representatives of the General Assembly of the State of Indiana that the Indiana House congratulate Dave Wood on his selection as the head coach coach of the 2009 Indiana All-Star basketball team. Coach, congratulations.
I know you've got important things to do in your meeting, so I won't take very long, but I do sincerely appreciate this. I think to get there's no application process to get selected to do that job. I don't really know how that happened. Probably I have Brock to thank for that. The game director contacted some people, and that's how I was selected. Really, there is no special process. But I would say very simply this: that nobody gets selected to do something that was a very special thing in my life. Certainly this summer, and it was fun to beat Kentucky twice, by the way. But you don't get to that point without some very special people around you. One of them's here with me, my wife Beth, who allows me to pursue this dream of coaching basketball in Indiana. And I tell lots of people I am living a dream. Something that I wanted to do from the time I was about 6 years old. So I'm living a dream. But also good players and good people and good coaches around me. And I'm going to mention one because I can't do any of this without mentioning Dave Young. He's been my assistant coach for 11 years. He is, I think, the reason why this honor came my way, because I've grown as a coach for knowing him. Our program has grown for knowing him, and somebody will tell him that I did appreciate him publicly again. But to Representative Truitt and the House of Representatives, thank you very much. Thank you for honoring me by keeping me in your employ. I appreciate every day, so thank you very much.
Remember us when you get to the NBA.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Thank you very much. And David, you do not have to sit through the entire meeting now.
You go out celebrating now.
We're going to go shoot
a goose. Okay. Moving on to item D, qualified school construction bond 1028 hearing.
Yes, by law we need to hold what's called a 1028 hearing on these qualified school construction bond application that we applied for. And I just want to briefly go through this and then give anyone here from the community an opportunity to comment on what we're looking at. Just to give you a little background, the purpose of this is we received an award from the DLGF of $1.63 million that is called a general obligation bond. The purpose of the bond application was for energy efficiency projects, technology upgrades, and different renovation types of projects to help our various schools. Overview. In June 2009, I had applied for a QSCB, as they call it. We call it QSAB bond. We were told at the initial get-go of this that this would be from federal stimulus money and would be interest-free, and that there was only a certain amount of money available, and the due date was August 3rd. But Tom Peterson and Tom Dykel both encouraged me to get our application in early and to stay in contact with Melissa from the DLGF as much as possible with regards to our application. So I discussed projects with the directors, with the maintenance director, with our technology guys, with administrators, submitted the application, and then lo and behold, July 2009, Melissa, who now is in charge of the DLGF, contacted us to say, congratulations, you have been awarded $1.63 million. I want to confirm with everyone that we advertised this hearing in the August 20th and August 27th papers, and also we did post it in three places with throughout the school district. Sorry that this is a little hard to read. I was trying to put everything as on this that you could see what we came up with, and I won't read every line item, but under each school, we listed a variety of projects. Under Cumberland, we're looking at replacing a very old boiler with a what's called a three-step boiler system, where a little boiler kicks in, and then if you need more, and a little bigger boiler kicks in. If you need more, a bigger boiler kicks in. Retrofit of energy and efficient lighting throughout the school, replace of the carpeting throughout the building and tile, and addition of restrooms in the east wing that are ADA compliant. And that was from our maintenance director and also from Mrs. Bowers. Happy Hollow. We looked at the thought of changing some things in this to help us with our current bid process with the Happy Hollow project. Being that we came in almost $200,000 higher than we anticipated, we thought that we'd go ahead and put the HVAC mechanical systems in for the new addition to help us to bridge our next bid application. And we're hoping that, of course, we don't need that. And if we don't, the thought down here at the bottom that I've added is maybe we could use that $150,000 as a generator for backup to the junior senior high school in light of the many power outages that we've had throughout my time here. It's been kind of very unusual. And being that emails and technology corporation-wide all serve at the high school, if we don't need the $150,000 from the Happy Hollow project, we could use that for a generator in case the power goes out so we can keep everybody live and moving forward. Also, lighting, retrofit of energy lighting throughout the school district, school security retrofit, including switches for expansion. I learned that from our technology guys, so plug that in. Window treatments to improve energy efficiency. Junior, senior high school, the boiler system idea again. We've got an older boiler system that we want to look at replacing for a better energy efficiency, making it a sequential boiler system. Want to replace the lights in the gymnasium so that we can get energy efficiency in the lights. The spalling concrete that we still need to do. If you've been through the front of the high school, we still got cracking concrete all over the place. We need to finish that project, and also school security upgrades, including adding switches for expansion. So I want to emphasize that because I've learned something real good from our technology guys. Corporation-wide, we're looking at a complete management system that's corporation-wide, that at one location you can control all of the HVAC boiler systems with one type of control energy efficiency computerized system. Upgrade the technology backbone, because as Zach, Mark, and Ben have informed me, our switches, our control units, I forget all of the technical terms, they are getting pretty old, and we're nearing the capacity of those items. And so in order for us to be prepared to expand and also to have the technology for future years, we need to have control units and upgrade our switches. And so that would be a part of that to help us do VOIP technology and security expansion throughout the school district. Upgrade corporation-wide copier technology. If you've been through some of our schools, we have some very old antiquated copiers that take up a lot of energy, and look at replacing some of those. Our HVAC hot water system here in central office fights against itself. It'll be 81 degrees in Connie's office. It'll be 66 degrees here in this room, and it'll be, I don't know, 50 something in my office, it feels like. So we think that we can upgrade that and get efficiency by replacing those systems. And then also, Zach, Ben, and Mark had indicated we need to upgrade our server system. So those are the things. I had the things that are crossed out are two things that were not allowed. And that was the junior high track, junior senior high track we had asked for, and also resealing, resurfacing of our parking lots. And the DLGF felt that those two projects weren't so much building energy efficient related. And so, and I totally understand that. So they had us take those out. And so the total award grant I'd asked for was $1.985 million, and we were granted $1.638 million. So, again, sorry on the small print on that. Just a real quick discussion on the impact of the debt service tax rate. This will come from the debt service. Right now, our certified assessed valuation is $822 million plus some change. Our current debt service tax rate for 2009 is 47.47, and our request is $1.63 million can be repaid over 5 to 16 years, and we can take as long as we want. I'm recommending 5 years just to move it along. And the anticipated impact of the debt service tax rate, and this was advertised, is no greater than 2 cents. And repayment would begin in 2011. Now, this could change a little bit for a variety of reasons. And one is, if your assessed valuation goes up, your debt service tax rate will go down. So if with us not doing this until 2011, one of the things that could happen is our assessed valuation could go up, and that would even reduce the debt service tax rate impact even more. One of the things we just found out, though, Monday, is because the market rate has been fluctuating, the federal government, in its infinite wisdom in the middle of a program, is changing the rules a little bit and saying now there could be a quarter to a 1 1/4 interest rate attached to it. I talked to Tom Peterson, our financial advisor, and he said you have 60 days from the time you would sell these, and so the market rate could improve, and you may not have any interest rate attached to it. So it could fluctuate from 0 interest to 1 1/4, just depending upon what the market is doing. And just to give you a little bit more historical data with regards to our tax rate, last, or 2008, our tax rate was $1.62 per $100 of assessed valuation. That's in 2008. 2009, our tax rate goes to 85 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. So from 2008 to 2009, you can see that we've had a dramatic reduction in the overall tax rate of our school district, and that's because of the state taking over general fund. As a reminder, the tax rate is determined by the generated revenue that you need for that particular fund divided by the school district's assessed valuation. So if the assessed valuation goes up, the tax rate goes down. And so we're hoping by 2011 our tax rate will go down a little bit more. This is just a projected timeline. We have the hearing tonight. If the board decides to move forward with this, then we would publish our notice of intent to sell bonds on September 10th and 17th. There will be a bond sale on October 6th. And then October 7th, we would need to adopt the final bond resolution and approve the form for continuing disclosure. And then on the 21st would be the selling of the bonds, and then the first payment would be July 15th, 2011.
Rocky, I have a question.
Yeah.
When you talked about we could repay in five up to 16 years, and you were saying your preference was to schedule it for 5 years, do we have to declare what our payment schedule is going to be, or can that be flexible?
We will declare it the adopting of the final bond resolution. That's when we would finalize whether we would go 5 years, 6 years, 7 years.
And that has to be set then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And Rocky, wouldn't that then affect what the rate
is? If you go longer, it will bring the rate down. But if we go 5 years, and if there is a 1 1/4%, you're probably not looking any more than 2 cents.
Okay. So that
2 cents
that
is
you
the
gave
top.
Was the worst
case. Yeah.
I didn't want to say the
worst case scenario. So. I'll take that.
But it was the spectrum.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
as high as it could
yes.
go. Okay.
Right. And we do think Tom is very optimistic, and maybe Brad can shed some light on the whole market issue, because I'm not a financier by any stretch of the imagination, but Tom Peterson believes that the influx of the bond market rate could be such that within 60 days that 1 1/4 will be attached to it. Mid-October, we would receive the funding if the board so approves to move forward with this. October to December, we would begin receiving quotes and bids, and we have had meetings with Dan Schuster. Dan is going to be helping us with the energy components of all of this, making sure that we have a complete corporation-wide type of system and plan in place, so it's not necessarily just do this, do this, do this, and there's no connection, or a future plan. So Dan has agreed to do that. That's part of his contract, as you might recall, that we said if he spent a little bit more hours with us helping us, that we would give him a little bit more compensation, and that would be one of the things that I think we could use Dan for, his expertise. January through August, we would begin the majority of the projects, and I have three exceptions here. If the board approves this tonight, we can actually, because the DLGF has already approved this, we can begin moving forward with some of the work that I think we need to get done ASAP, which is the Spalding work at the high school. I'd like to get that done before winter sets in. Corporation servers, I think Mark, Zach, and Ben are all in agreement that we really need to update those as quickly as possible, and then start working with the HVAC system in the bid process for Happy Hollow. So I think those three items we could move pretty quickly on. This is the letter that we received indicating that we will receive $1.638 million, the approval of the award from the DLGF, from Melissa Ambry. And so I was happy to get that. It happened during negotiations, so I got very giddy during negotiations. This is the memorandum that we received Monday, and I know it's hard to read, but this basically says that down here in the middle, until there's greater competition among limited number of investors for the QSAB or tax credit rates increase, there may be additional interest costs associated with covering the 1% to 1.25% difference in market tax credit rates required by potential investors. So what they're basically saying is that once when you sell the bonds, there could be up to 1.25% because the market has fluctuated such that people of bond buyers aren't necessarily willing to do it at the 0%, being that the rate has changed so that they're not getting a write-off or whatever the credit that they're getting. But we do think that there is a potential that that will change. So that's a brief history of it. I wanted to go through it as quickly as I could to give everyone an opportunity to ask questions and comments and suggestions, recommendations.
1%, that's what we end up paying. It's about attractive. A rate on any borrowings that we've done at least in the year. Why would we not want to extend that borrowing period as long as possible, 16 years?
Well, you could. I'm trying to be a visionary, and here's what I think is going to happen in the state of Indiana over the next 4 or 5 years that the economic pressures continue to be faced by public schools. I do think that there will be legislation introduced in the coming years that will allow school districts, when they retire bond obligations out of debt service, that you could leave that debt service rate to whatever it is at the current level, and you could use the cash that you generate from that and move it into general fund. I think if you extend longer than 5 years, you lose that capability if that window ever opens. Now, I'm forecasting. I don't know if that will ever happen, but I know that there is a lot of interest in the state for school districts to be able to do that.
I like the fact that you're match funding. I mean, when I looked at that list of capital improvements or repairs and additions that you're making, a five-year horizon is a pretty reasonable period of time to curtail the principal. So I think you're doing the right thing.
If you, I guess similar to what corollary to the question Diane asked, if you set it up for 16 years, can you pay it five? Or do you have to pay it according to a set schedule?
Yeah.
You can
always pay it off earlier, but here's what I fear sometimes. That, and it's kind of like people that you enter into a contract and I'm going to go for my 30-year mortgage, but I'm going to pay it off in 15 and then other things happen.
Right.
And you really don't hold yourself to that commitment. You know, I think that all of us probably in the next 10 years aren't going to probably all be facing each other, and so there'll be a new board, a new opportunity, and I would hate for future administrators to have to deal with that if there's an opportunity they could use that cash for general fund. I think the quicker the better, and it would make us be true to that by saying we want to do it in 5 years and get it done.
And if it's only a 2-cent tax rate, that's really pretty painless.
Yeah.
And then it's off the books in 5 years and everything's been.
Right. And if we can capture that and someday be able to
move it on.
You know, who knows if we'll ever get that legislation, but I know there's a lot of people working on that idea.
Has anyone taken a stab at what these efficiency improvements are likely to save from a cost standpoint? It looks like they're going to be productivity enhancements from some of the things you do, but it looks like of this 1.6, about a billion or more of it is related to efficiency improvements. So, I mean, if you achieve in excess of $15,000 or $20,000 a year in cost savings, I mean, you basically have paid for your interest on that. That would seem to be a realistic goal given the magnitude of the investments.
One of the reasons we brought Dan in is to help us with that very question. And as Dan would tell you, it one depends upon not only the energy savings, but then the amount of consumption and the weather-related events that occur, and then the fluctuation of the market. So he said, even as you drive down energy costs, if the consumption of it, if the costs go up because you've had a harsh winter, you maybe just offset it. You haven't seen any increase, but you've made it static. So he said the best way to capture that is you implement the best technology available, and then you tweak it, and you determine what it's doing compared to what you've done in the previous years. And his planning is you're going to have a step plan to reasonably want to do a corporation-wide event, is so that you can add other things to this as opportunities come along, so you can capture future savings by newer technology, so you don't have to reinvent the whole thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I do have a picture to show you. I went over to the high school the other day, and I was just amazed at what I saw. I was trying to get some help with custodial maintenance, and I got over at the cafeteria, and Larry and Kathy were serving food. And I said, what are you guys doing? They said they were short-handed, so we jumped in. Yeah, and I think it's just great that we have all these wonderful people in our school district who are just willing just to jump in wherever needed and serve food or whatever else we need. So I just thought you'd enjoy seeing that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Larry, I just needed to share that. Yeah, you're welcome.
I think they were just looking for an excuse to wear those red aprons.
I know.
Yeah,
those are
red.
Yeah. Kathy would do.
Oh, she's great.
She probably wore it all day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Questions from the audience with reference to the presentation that Rocky just made here concerning the 1028 hearing, any of the changes? Not changes, I suppose, but offerings that will occur. Any questions? You're saving yours for later, Miranda. I know you are. So. Okay, now, can we have one motion to move forward with a qualified school construction bond?
You would need to have the motion to do the resolutions. You have several resolutions, I think, at your place.
These are all C1,
C2,
C3, C4, and 5.
And probably the motion should be to request approval
for resolutions.
For the resolutions.
So if someone wants to make a motion to move ahead with approval for the 1028 resolution, the appropriation resolution, preliminary bond resolution, and declaration of an official intent to reimburse expenditures.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by Mr. Karpik. Discussion now. Questions? All in favor of moving ahead with these items, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
I think this is really going to help our infrastructure.
Oh, yeah. Item E on the agenda, 2009-10 collective bargaining agreement. This is exhibits D1 through 9 in your packets.
Over the summer, the negotiations teams have been meeting, and we drafted quite a bit of language, I think, that helps our school district, that helps our teachers. And what I'm mostly appreciative of throughout the whole process, the WLEA really has helped with the current financial situation that we're facing. And what we're recommending tonight is a change of language, but it's a status quo financially of a contract. And you know, I believe that our teachers, if you look over the history of their increments and the raises, it has not stayed up with inflation whatsoever. But they have graciously agreed with our situation to help us improve our financial wherewithal, if you will, by coming up with short and long-term funding plans, and have agreed to a status quo contract for the 2009-2010 school year. And I'm very grateful to Mary Beth and the negotiations team and the teachers that have ratified the contract, and I'm recommending your approval of the language changes that have been submitted for your consideration.
I know how much time was expended on work on this contract, so anyone who has ever participated in working through the details of language is to be commended for giving this time.
And I think Brad and Kathy, they gave up a lot of time in the summer to be there too, so really appreciate their help.
I think we need a motion to accept.
Move approval of the 2009-2010 collective bargaining agreement.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Comments?
One other thing I want to mention, in the payroll deduction list, we've added the Education Foundation, and teachers have started volunteering, donating their increment towards the SOS campaign, and so I'm very appreciative of that as well.
Is the language, let's see, for recall, yeah, that was changed also, and I think clarified.
Yes.
I like the wording on the four ifs in the paragraph.
Yeah,
well, so.
Hopefully we never have to draw names out of the hat
right,
again.
Like hat or bag or whatever. Any other comments?
I would just like to interject that I found it to be such a pleasure to work with this group over the summer. It was a very gratifying experience. I felt like we were all there for the same purpose at the same time, and I think it was a real positive, not only positive outcome for the school corporation, but just a positive experience all the way around as far as I was concerned. And I want to thank you, Mary Beth, for being there and that making that happen. So thank you.
Leading the charge on that.
Very much so.
Any other comments or questions?
I just want to say that I think it's evident that the teachers are committed to the school corporation, and it speaks volumes of the contract that you are able to come to agreement on. And the fact that you're including the foundation as a payroll option and contribution is just speaks volumes. So I want to make sure that the teachers know how much our community appreciates that.
Anything else? All in favor of accepting the collective bargaining agreement for 2009-2010, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Agreement is approved. Enrollment update. You have no...
I think I sent it yesterday. It is the same that it sent out yesterday. Right now, our enrollment changes look like we're 81 students up from last year at this point. Remember, our high when we started the school year, we were registering as much as 120, and now we're down to 81. We still have some larger class sizes at the elementary levels that we're watching very carefully. We're waiting to see if we get any stimulus money from special ed or other places to do class reductions. So far, that has not come to fruition, but there are some grade levels that are panning out. And so if you look across, especially like in kindergarten and first grade, we're seeing some dips in class sizes. So I think a few more weeks and this will shake out, and then we can know exactly where we need to provide some help. But I thank you for your patience. I know it was a little trying for everybody seeing those numbers, as well as all of us trying to figure out what to do, but I think we've acted on cautiously and with due diligence, and now we can start really seeing where it plays out to make those good decisions on how to help some of those classes.
Thank you. What day do we have our official ADM on?
September 18th.
Mm-hmm. So she could come and sit in chairs. And
yeah. Now, I do want to mention something to you. If today we did the ADM count, our ADM would be a higher number than our enrollment change. And the reason that is because we've initiated the tier system for the cash transfers, where it starts with staff. Staff that have now brought their kids under cash transfers and who are here as transfer tuition last year are now part of our ADM. So we probably will have a higher ADM than we will have an enrollment change, which helps our ADM.
They went from one list to the other.
Yes, one list to the other. And it's kind of reminded me, you get the dollar sooner than later. You end up getting the dollars. We get dollars sooner from the state, and not as much as we would hope because of the regoster. The regoster's in, so you really don't capture the full amount per student in the first year. It takes 3 years.
Right.
Unfortunately, and plus they took away the growth dollar. So if you grew by 5%, you were supposed to get additional money. Well, we're up by 5%, and we're not going to get that because they took it out this time. I just can't get it right.
Just when we could have used it.
Yes. Right.
Oh, no. All the years we weren't growing, and now
talk about a moving target. Like, I thought it was over here. So I feel better about our numbers, and we're going to continue to work on them and ensure that we have the right data.
Okay, and in that official count on September 18th, if a child is excused, does that child count in
yes.
the official count?
Okay. If they've been here and we've given them services,
okay.
we count.
Okay. Okay, strategic plan update. No enclosure, just
yes,
information.
Just information. Our committees are going to start meeting. Actually, next week, our short and long-term funding strategy group begins meeting. And so that'll be on the 9th. And Dave Humbles, Larry DeBoer, David Grenette, Alan Karpik, Connie, myself, a couple of other parents are involved with that. So that process is going to start. And then in October, we're going to start a mass meeting. I don't know how else to say it, but a collective meeting of all the other strategies to one global meeting, where they all receive the same information, the same training, and then the administrators will do breakout sessions with those groups, and that'll start in October. And these are the strategies that I'm talking about. Our funding strategies will start next week, and then all of these strategies will start in October. And we've got a pretty good list of folks that are on this, so I'm very excited about it. So you'll be getting letters in the coming days and weeks for those of you that have volunteered to be on one of these. So that leads us into the tax referendum study that's coming up next on an update.
16th, is that when that is?
Well, I'm getting ready to tell
you. Oh, okay.
I think. The referendum tax, the tax referendum study update, we were supposed to have that tonight. And Dave and Larry have, of course, requested a little bit more time because they're checking a lot of numbers. And I had a preliminary meeting with Dave Humbles yesterday, and I was very impressed with what they're coming up with. It is, and they're really digging into every piece of financial document that we have, enrollment data, demographic information, housing, real estate information, projected growth projections, what happens if we continue to grow enough and we get no more revenue. They're doing all of these scenarios, and their plan right now is to present the information September 16th. And what I would recommend, if they are both open to it, is we hold our budget hearing that we've already advertised here at 6:30. And then if Dave and Larry open to it, we have the tax referendum study under the auspices of a board work session or whatever the board's pleasure would be at the junior senior high school. And we have a public presentation. And at your place is a letter that Helen and I have been working on that we want to send out, inviting folks to that. And we would invite our legislators, the RDC. Oh, just me? Oh, sorry. Just an invitation letter to send out to the various groups and committees and organizations that I think need to hear this. So we're thanking RDC, we're thanking Tippecanoe County Council, we're thanking City Council.
We're good.
So just take a look at that and read through it. I think these will go out on Friday once I confirm with Dave and Larry, and once I confirm tonight what the pleasure of the board would be on this suggestion. But I think that we need to have a larger venue. I think there'll be a lot of interest in this, and this will be the first opportunity to really hear some experts, if you will, give some data information about our school district and what this school district will be facing if we don't find local revenues and the impact it will have on the education of our school district and on our students and our patrons and our real estate values. They're doing a variety of previews of the data with regards to this.
So say again how this is going to be distributed. Mailed? This will be mailed or emailed?
We will mail this to the large groups. We probably would email it to our staff to our administrators. But right now here's the groups that we've identified to mail them out to: Chamber of Commerce, City Council, Redevelopment Commission, our legislators, Tippecanoe County Council, West Lafayette Schools Education Foundation, parent councils, President Cordova and President Purdue University folks, our attorney, West Lafayette Public Library, neighborhood coalitions, all of our staff. We would do an email, do a media release, press release, Board of Works, Mayor Dennis, and then any other folks that we can add to the list. Strategic plans.
And I'm wondering if we could have in each school office copies of this, so sure. Any patron who comes in and has not received one will.
Yep.
Can we just send it to the parents with the listserv that we get all our other announcements through?
Yep.
Because you know we get that stuff emailed all the time from the high school.
So I don't
know
what that.
Do the great schools do it? Yeah, it's always email from, what's her name, Cooper.
Yeah.
Always at the beginning, I wondered, who's this Cooper person that's sending the emails? But then I realized, that goes to basically almost all the parents, doesn't it?
We have an email from this.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. SOS Facebook. It
be posted on our website for just community.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. The more people they see this, the better.
And what we've said in the letter that if we're going to be presenting this, I think it says in the letter. I'm thinking that we said somewhere that we will have this information presented in a variety of times. But if I didn't write that, that's one of the thoughts I had in my head.
Karen, the neighborhood coalitions, is there a list of those people somewhere? We need to send them a letter also because often that would be the patrons.
The multiple days thing.
Chandler Poole is now overseeing the neighborhood coalition, so he would have the list of all the
that's a good idea to do that.
Current presidents are. So then if you're a president of the neighborhood coalition, you would receive that and then disseminate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That would speak to a lot of people who do not have children in school.
We will do that. It's just a thought, but my suggestion is that we would consider holding the venue at the junior senior high school, probably the auditorium, because it seats 650 plus or thereabouts.
Good presentation.
Mm-hmm. And that would be dependent upon the comfortability of
Dave and Larry, because they're the ones that are doing the presentation, and so I've already suggested it to them, and they seem very open to that concept. So once I get their stamp, then I think it's just a matter of mailing this out and making sure that once we mail it out, that it is on and we don't change the date.
What did you say about the additional meetings, though?
I need to add a statement. I guess I had it in my head rather than in the letter that what we're going to try to do is after the 16th, we'll have ongoing community forums with regards to presentation of this data in case there's people that can't make it that night. Because I think that after the 16th, we should get a variety of opportunities going with community forums so that other folks can hear it. I even suggested the Education Foundation that they might consider sponsoring pace setter parties again, and we can get into smaller groups, and I can take that information to those groups, like much we did with the SOS campaign.
Yeah.
I think the more we get into the community and present this information, the greater chance people have to ask questions and to give us their opinion with regards to this idea and this data. What do you think?
It's a
great
idea.
Yeah, very
good idea.
Is that item H?
That was item H.
Yeah, okay. Strategic plan update, tax referendum study update, okay. Item I. Now, these people are pushing it, making their reservations, their plans so early.
Well, I'm trying to stay ahead of the game.
I understand you are.
You know, I've had two mulligans since I've been here, and trying to avoid any more mulligans. But I'm recommending an out-of-state field trip issue to Chicago, December 12th for German 3 and 4 classes.
This looks great.
Yeah, depart at 8, return at 6.
Move approval.
Second. Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Anderson, that we allow these people to go on this field trip that looks like it's going to be a great experience for them. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Information to the board. I have a thank you note written to all of you from me, but at home. But thank you.
He passed around the envelope.
For bearing with me as I waddle my way through recovery here on my knees. So, and I appreciate the flowers. You sent me lovely flowers. They were very, very pretty. And this, isn't for me. No. Mine's still at home. This is from Will and Sally. So, also, I would like to bring to your attention, and perhaps you already have in your packets, the Indiana School Board Association letter saying there's going to be an awards program, and we have been named an outstanding board. I think that means that we've gone to several meetings. So
that means the majority of the board members are at level one.
Okay.
Right.
I was trying to make a little more of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an accomplishment.
Is that an accomplishment?
That is an accomplishment.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So. And if any of you haven't been to a ISBA meeting, I encourage you to go because of the fall meeting. They're very informative, and I do encourage you to go and pick and choose what you're going to sit through and listen to and all that business. But I think it's, when is the 28th?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when the next one is?
28, 29.
I'll be driving, so if any of you want to ride with me, I promise I'll.
You won't get lost. What'd you say?
Are we picking up Bob Riley again? I'll pass.
Hey, no.
I think I'm busy that day.
Yeah.
I'm busy that day.
Friday, September 4th.
Friday, September 4th, what's that?
You come to tell her.
He was asking me about
deadline.
Oh.
Is it Wednesday and Thursday?
It's Monday, Tuesday.
The
29th, that's this, and I think I had one in early September, but I don't know when that is. I'm trying to get down there and earn how much it is. Golden Apple Awards, we need to send in nominations, so principals, you can encourage principals to get those out. I think it's this year, it's for our secondary teachers, and they're due by September 18th.
Yes.
So it's a nice honor to be honored for something you have committed your life to. So it's a lot of work for the teacher to fill out forms and, you know, do all that and put on a little show when the people walk in the room, but it is worth it. So, and there is a monetary award. So personnel report. Anybody else have any kind of information they want to share other than those reports? The mum sale, Happy Hollow, 7 p.m. to 6 p.m. Happy Hollow, starting September 10th, this Thursday, I guess. Next Thursday. Okay. We do also have information about the NSBA, a conference in Chicago. I don't know if we want to think about sending someone or going up on our own. Again, the national conference is very, very nice. I don't know that we can send a group with our money situation as it is.
It's nice that it's so close.
If we could just, you know, I don't know if you can go. Can you register for a part time or?
I think you can do it on a daily basis.
I'll check.
Okay. Because if we could, you know, if some of us would decide to go for a couple of meetings and then
check it out.
Spend the night at their daughter's, for example, that will cost a lot of money. Personnel report, Rocky.
Recommending all the names listed in the personnel report be approved. And if you see interventionalist, that is kind of a new name for a paraprofessional. It helps us with Title I funding. They're intervening, offering remedial help.
Need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Roush, that we accept the personnel report as presented. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Accounts payable vouchers, item G. Exhibit G.
You're on red.
Fred, you don't have any sticky notes on your.
Here's the paper.
It's more efficient.
No, folder.
Let's play.
I don't want to waste paper.
I move approval of account payable vouchers.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Questions or comments?
Page two, what was the credit memo on bound to stay bound for $1,699.01? Oh gosh, they're out.
Which page? Where is it?
Well, it says page two, but it's not. One. Just look for the fifth page back.
From the front?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, it's page two of the general fund.
Oh.
Okay.
This one, page one, page two.
It's about the fifth page.
Oh, books. When books are ordered, often the lists that are provided for the books aren't available. And they order various publications for the different libraries and the schools. And often they will issue credit for books that get either not available or they're returned off the original order. So what I see on here, the same invoice is $1,733. So
yeah.
I think those are offsets of each other. But we do large orders of library books often at the end of the school year and at the beginning of the next school year. And that was a large one for Happy Hollow and then also Cumberland.
I'm back to page 9.
The same.
Yes. The administrator assistant facilities director.
Mm-hmm.
The administrator assistants is Steve Whitnow's group, and that's the facilities director position that we contract.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
The next page, classroom map for $2,202.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Common to order new maps for the classrooms. I did look at that one tonight, actually. I thought it was a little high, but when I looked through the itemized bill, it's
So it's maps of our buildings, or
no? I'm sorry, they're maps for the world.
The world.
They instructional maps. Yeah.
In the class.
To teach with.
The
I thought the same thing.
Remember that pull down.
To teach the world.
Yeah. I don't know if they're pull down or if they're wall mount, but yeah, they're instructional.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's you could draw amazing for less. I know.
But as new land is discovered, you know,
well, that was one of the. I said the same thing.
Louisiana purchased around then.
Louisiana purchased.
What were the pool safety modifications for $3,350?
Drain. We have the drain. The pool safety, the drains, all the drains had to have special enclosures to prevent people from
turning their ankle or something.
Well, no. Being
sucked to the bottom.
What a way to go.
It's a safety issue.
I catch you.
It's amazing.
It's been,
some of the things
I haven't looked that way for a long time, and then it's just kind of like, or just suck somebody in.
There was no legislation.
I looked up that invoice too, because the claim said that. I was like, what?
They could do what I did. As a new band director, we didn't have football lines. We just had a soccer field, so I just used masking tape. Right, Larry?
That's a lot of masking tape.
Oh, you should have seen it. Larry came out and he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm putting lines on the field for the band to march. With masking tape? I said, yeah, that way you guys don't have to come out and paint it every time.
You roll it back up and use it over?
That falling
page. No, it stayed there for three or four days.
It was the
CEU for longer stay.
$7,000?
Yes.
Repairs.
Oh, yeah, not the paint.
Over the summer, they do all the work on the buses to get them ready for inspection. just a long, long list of different repair items on all the buses.
That's funny.
Okay.
And it's cheap at that price, believe it or not. We look at the individual
accounts. Oh, no.
We pay about $35 an hour for labor on some of this stuff, but the mechanical items.
I know that you've told me about this one before. I'm back to page 23. And it's Bose McKinney, $6,118.10. I know it goes through.
That's the Valley Education Center.
Yeah.
They
wireless internet access.
Yeah, they have to write contracts and agreements for all their wireless internet access. They sell services to other entities, and it's very legally intense, I guess, is the word I would use. They,
pretty good bill.
A lot of contractual stuff for them. Yes, it is.
That's all I had to
I'm glad it's not coming out of our
budget. Yeah, no kidding.
That's our charge well for that.
Yeah.
Their receipts are high for that.
Thank you.
Okay, all in favor of... Do we have a motion?
Yep.
Yes. All in favor of paying our bills? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. We will pay our bills.
Aye.
I just see that Larry DeBoer is going to speak to at the general session at the conference, fall conference for ISBA.
Mm-hmm.
His topic, current and future Indiana economy, revenues and tax issues. So he's a busy guy.
Yes,
okay, board and superintendent reports. Discussion is this Thursday. Mm-hmm. Foundation.
Week from third Thursday.
Tenth, right? And the West Side Story has been scheduled for November 7th. We had a kind of discussion about dates. I tried to get it changed, but it because Brad's not going to be in town, but we're going to have to go with the 7th based on our guest speaker, who will be Michael Warren, who's an attorney for Albright something international.
Madeline Albright's.
Yeah. And he was part of Obama's transition team. He was very excited to be able to come back and speak to the community about what he has done and what West Lafayette meant to him. He was here from, I guess, grade one until he graduated from high school. I really can't remember when the Warrens moved to town, but I'm thinking, I know he went to Morton School.
And Brad and I are working on a satellite feed so he can
be a part of it, yeah. Glass?
I don't think we have anything else to report.
Okay, health, wellness, high ability, legislative, negotiations, we have heard already. Neighborhood Coalition, we've talked about that a bit. Park Forum.
Just a reminder that this Saturday will be Global Fest, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Morton. Naturalization ceremony on Friday at 4. You're all welcome to or both.
And that Mary Dennis will be the speaker.
Yes, Mary Dennis will be the speaker at the naturalization ceremony on Friday.
And John better not show up on a motorcycle. That's all.
I don't think he'll be on one for a while.
Community Partnership, PUWL. I think they did their meet and greet this last weekend and didn't have very many. I think, from what I hear from my live-in from John, that it didn't seem to be too organized this time as far as hitting all the neighborhoods where students live. City Council Redevelopment?
It's next Tuesday.
Okay. Public Schools Foundation, I did not go to the meeting. Did you happen to go?
No,
I didn't go. Once I'm really on my feet again, I'm going to do that. And Safe Routes? Okay.
It's on the night of Will Miller's.
Yeah.
And Diane, I don't know if this is an opportune time, but I think it might be, because we kind of sort of informally talked about committee assignments with the upcoming thing, and I would just like to say that I am planning to step down from the foundation as the board rep, so if anyone would like to trade that committee assignment with me, whatever you have that you're on that you'd like to switch for the foundation, or whatever Diane's discretion on that would be, but I really don't feel like I have been a good representative. I've missed like two or three meetings in a row. I just can't find the time to get to it. It's a bad time of day for me.
And the stupid sports.
Well,
it's just... You are, though, committing to help decorate for the West Side Story on November 7th. Are you not?
Well, we'll see who signs up to be on the foundation board. But seriously, I just can't. I don't feel like I'm doing a good job with it, and someone who has more time needs to, or more something, needs to get involved in it instead of me. And I'll be happy to take anybody else's
Brad,
stuff
I know
off
you
their
had,
plate.
Don't raise your eyebrows.
Trying to get under the table.
Well, I know you had voiced an interest before, and you have been on the foundation board before, so think about it. And
that's what I'd like to do, get back.
Get back.
What is my homework there?
You want to take Public Schools Foundation? Is that the one nobody ever goes to?
No, that's, I'm taking that.
Darn.
So.
All right, let me get back to you.
Okay, get back to me. You know where I live?
I know how to find you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What else are you on, Brad?
Youth Community Council.
I can't even recall everything. That's what I'm doing.
That's a soul right
there. Because I can take a thing.
Community Council. We're not going to be able to be there.
All right.
Community Council. Yeah, I'm going to be there, but it's towards
I need to send out a reminder.
Sorry.
Communication from the audience, nonverbal, non-agenda items, nonverbal communication. You may wave now. I see we have a Boy Scout. Why are you attending? Is it because you love these kind of meetings? What badge are you working on?
Communications merit badge. I attend a public meeting because
Okay. All right.
Good.
And what did you learn? How very interesting they are.
And Ms. Durant, are you here for student council?
For the school board committee, I'm the chair for it, and so each other representatives on the committee have to come to a meeting and report.
Get to come to a meeting. Have the opportunity to come to the meeting. They had to drag me here.
Lucky enough to get to come to a meeting.
Yeah, the wording is everything.
Yeah. Anything else? Future meetings, Wednesday the 16th, special board meeting here, which will be a public hearing for the 2010 budget, and then we'll move to the high school. Is that right? The auditorium, possibly. You'll be informed. The 30th, budget adoption, and Wednesday the 7th, regular board meeting here. Would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
I would.
Okay, Mr. Karpik makes a motion to adjourn.
Again.
And Mrs. Anderson seconds it. All in favor signify by saying, discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We are adjourned. All in favor, I did that.